The dictionary defines burlesque as a humorous, provocative stage show. Sometimes it involves striptease. What about boylesque? Simply put, it's burlesque performed by men. Tonight, an international boylesque who's who converges on the Pacific Northwest. One of the featured performers is Seattle's own Waxy Moon. KUOW's Marcy Silman reports.
On a recent rainy afternoon, Waxy Moon is running through a new version of Bolero. Ravel's familiar music plays from an iPod as Waxy twirls around the room in a bright red skirt with matching bodice, shawl, and heels. Waxy Moon looks like Scarlett O'Hara at the 12 Oaks Ball. If Scarlett was bald with a large bushy mustache, Waxy's neither male nor female.
I call Waxy a gender-blending queer lady boylesque performance art solo stripping sensation.
That's Mark Kennison. He created the character of Waxy Moon 7 years ago. At the time, Kennison was part of an artistic group that ran Washington Ensemble Theater on Seattle's Capitol Hill. They did everything themselves, from acting to marketing. Kennison was burned out, so he took a burlesque class to let off a little steam.
I'd always been aware of burlesque. I never thought I'd do it. I was a serious modern dancer and an artist.
Mark Kennison has been dancing since third grade. That's when a couple of disco dancers came to his Nevada elementary school, and he decided he had to try it.
Disco lessons evolved into ballet lessons, tap, jazz lessons. I went away to Interlochen Arts Academy, and I thought I was going to be a ballet dancer.
But at Interlochen, Kennison discovered the work of American modern dance pioneers Martha Graham, Paul Taylor, and Jose Limon. Kennison continued his dance studies at New York's acclaimed Juilliard School. As soon as he graduated, he got a job with the Jose Limon Company.
And I was lucky enough to get to dance some of his amazing dances, most notably the Moor's Pavane, which is the telling of the Othello legend. It's beautiful, beautiful dance, and I was lucky enough to get to, I got to perform it at the White House for President Clinton and Hillary Clinton.
Kennison stayed with the Limon Company for 5 years, but he was vaguely dissatisfied.
It's a funny thing to say, and I guess I'll admit it, but I wanted to be dancing the women's roles.
So Kennison left the troupe. He found work with edgier contemporary choreographers. Kennison was most interested in exploring gender identity, what it means to be a man, and what traits he shares with women. As Waxy Moon, Kennison wears women's clothing, but he's not trying to pass himself off as female. This is not La Cage aux Folles.
I don't make a great drag queen. Something about these features, drag doesn't suit it. And what does seem to suit it is embracing my maleness and not denying my maleness and kind of bringing together my maleness and my stereotypically female behavior as well. I feel like Audrey Hepburn, though, kind of, when I put the gloves on, and it looks like a kind of...
When Kennison transforms himself into Waxy Moon, he says he gets to explore a personality that is very different from his own, much more flamboyant.
That's part of my ritual, part of transforming into the character, is when I sit there and I put on makeup and put on foundation, eyeshadow, heavy glitter. I look at myself in the mirror a lot, and that's when I start to see myself and hold myself differently as Waxy.
Kennison was one of the first men to perform burlesque in Seattle. His dance and theater background have given him entree into some of Seattle's hipper venues. Waxy Moon has appeared a couple of times at the Contemporary Performance Space on the boards. Artistic director Lane Chaplinsky says that makes sense to him.
I think in the art world, contemporary performance is a place where the subject matter of gender and sexuality can really be explored more so than a lot of other places. I think also in visual art that could be said as well. Contemporary dance certainly is where Waxy fits in.
Chaplinsky thinks the longer Mark Kennison creates work for Waxy Moon, the more the character will evolve. And Kennison agrees. He says there's still so much to do.
I'd like to see Waxy as Nora in A Doll's House. I'd like to see this gender-blending figure in lots of different possibilities.
In the near future, Mark Kennison will take Waxy Moon to Seattle Repertory Theater, where he's just received a commission. For now, Waxy Moon is polishing the Bolero routine to take his, or her, place with the Kings of Boylesque. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
That pasties on here. Pull them off. Pull them off. This.